They weren't coming. Catherine Cullen Wellesley dropped her gaze to the rumpled table napkin in her hand and swallowed against the lump in her throat. Tears burned her lids, and she blinked rapidly to dispel the liquid threat. Beside her, the waiter hovered, asking for the fourth time in the last hour if he could get her anything. No, not unless he could hand-deliver her husband's. She waved the young man away and brushed defiantly at the corner of her eye. Her trembling lips betrayed her, though. How could they have forgotten their anniversary? Again. She checked her watch and winced as she realized they were an hour and a half late for their reservation. No, not late. Absent. Just like they'd been absent from every other date she'd arranged in the past several months. Each time they promised to be there, swore they'd make it up to her, and each time she was left to wallow in her misery. But tonight was special. Her palm smoothed over her still flat abdomen, and a sad smile curved her lips. She was going to tell them on the night of their fifth wedding anniversary that she was pregnant. Only now she was stuck alone, with no one to share the news with. Alone. It amazed her that, even though she was in a relationship with two men, she'd never felt more alone in her life. At a time when she wanted to feel so much joy, her heart ached with sadness. How could she rejoice in her pregnancy, at impending parenthood, when she couldn't even be sure that her baby would have a father to rely on? Desolation clogged her throat and tightened her airway. She couldn't breathe around the growing knot. When had she lost hope? Looking back, she couldn't remember the last time she'd felt any. Placing her palms down on the table, she bolted upward. She motioned impatiently for the waiter to bring her the check. When he presented it to her, the sole item on the receipt, a glass of wine she hadn't drunk because of her pregnancy, she fumbled in her purse for a few bills and dropped them on the table. She hurried for the door where the maitre d' snapped to attention. "Shall I summon a cab for you, Miss Wellesley?" the older man asked. She smiled wanly. "Yes, please." Compassion shone in his eyes before he turned away. She hated that look, hated the way it made her feel, forgotten, negligible. A moment later, the doorman escorted her into a waiting taxi and shut the door behind her. She supplied the address to the driver in a shaky voice, then sank back against the seat. "This is a goddamn mess," Logan Wellesley said as he threw his cell phone across his office. After hours of playing phone tag and one botched conference call, nothing had been solved. Reese Cullen made a grim sound of agreement from the doorway.
"The question is, what are we going to do about it?"
Logan eyed his partner and shoved his hands deep in his slacks pockets. He turned to stare over the glittering Manhattan skyline, anger and frustration pounding his temples. He turned back to Reese.
"I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get on a goddamn plane and fix it."
Reese nodded.
"You taking Kingston or Montford?"
Logan sighed. Catherine wasn't going to like it. Hell, he didn't like it. But she'd understand. She always did.
"I'll take San Francisco. You fly to Atlanta and pin down Montford. You shove those plans in his face. Once he sees them, there's no way he can turn down a proposal. I'll do the same with Kingston. I'm not going to let a year's worth of planning go down the toilet. We've got too much time and money riding on this."